Barnes & Noble has pulled the plug on a project to celebrate Black History Month. The National Bookseller, in partnership with Penguin Random House, released diverse editions, classic book titles, like Romeo and Juliet with Black protagonists on the covers. To put it mildly, it was not received well by the public and authors of color in particular, some calling it literary blackface. For more on this, we're joined by Justina Ireland, a vocal critic and author of Deathless Divide. Welcome.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yes, well, thanks for being here. As I mentioned, along with so many others on Twitter specifically, folks have called this effort by Barnes & Noble literary blackface. What do you mean by that?
Well, if you're familiar with the original, like, minstrel show in blackface, where white, you know, performers would, you know, basically blacken their face to pretend to be black people to kind of make fun of that culture, this is kind of the literary version of that. It's really about taking a story that doesn't include black people and their identities and their experiences and trying to, like, retrofit it in after the fact.
Yeah, in this particular case, these were classic books, just with a cover that has
just a new cover,
black
yeah,
folks on
just
it.
The veneer. I think that's the big point here. If a publisher or Barnes & Noble had partnered with a publisher to rewrite literary classics with modern, you know, authors of color, I think people would have been really excited about an initiative like that. But to take a month like Black History Month, when we focus on the accomplishments of Black Americans, and to take books that were written, you know, without us in mind, it's insulting. It's just really kind of dismissive. And it also kind of gets us the message that Barnes & Noble thinks Black people don't read classics, because, you know, most of us have already read these books. They've been in the literary canon, you know, some of them for hundreds of years.
Hearing you give your thoughts, it brings to mind for me American Dirt author Janine Cummins. She's the white author who has been widely criticized for what many have deemed as stereotypical depictions of Mexican migrants in her latest book. That controversy has opened up a wider conversation about who has access to power in the publishing industry. Do you see a through line there?
Oh, most definitely. I do think when you center a majority, you know, white perspective in publishing, and you've done that for, you know, hundreds of years, it's really difficult to understand how to include those voices that haven't been heard. And the default is always to just reach the people to the left and right of you who've already been there and say, hey, can you do this thing? This is a thing we should be doing. This is something we should be looking into, instead of welcoming new voices into the conversation.
In a statement on Wednesday, Barnes & Noble said this is not a substitute for black voices or writers of color whose work and voices deserve to be heard, and that throughout this month, stores will continue to highlight a wide selection of books to celebrate black history and great literature from writers of color. Do you see this as a tipping point for maybe getting at those larger issues that you've just talked about? And what are ways that you'd like to see Barnes & Noble take this misstep and move it further for something more productive?
I think every single time we have one of these kind of these controversies or these kerfluffles come up, we want it to be a learning moment. You know, you go into the table, and those tables at Barnes & Noble are the first thing readers see. And sometimes they never get beyond those tables. So it would be great if we had, like, a new and emerging voices area in the Barnes & Noble, where Barnes & Noble can put that effort forward and say, hey, we are going to support diversity. We are going to support these marginalized perspectives and see how we can get those voices in front of a larger audience.
That's Justina Ireland, author of Deathless Divide. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.